freedom is the right to tell what they do not want to hear. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Tired of the same repetitive government narratives? Then wave goodbye to the distractions and rhetoric of corporate media. For this is Anti-Media Radio.
But I want to get the language right.
The government is in trouble.
You're all a bunch of slaves. Bunch of slaves.
What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another.
What's your definition of me?
And now, here's your host, S.M. Gibson.
It is Tuesday, September the 20th, 2016. My name is S.M. Gibson, and you are listening to Anti-Media Radio. It's all gone pear-shaped, hasn't it? We're dealing with the situation in Tulsa right now. Mr. Terrence Crutcher looks like another victim of basically murder by someone that is employed by the state to, in the capacity of protection, but because they were employed by the state, they get a free pass and justice is not served for whatever reason in this country when people are murdered. I know people love to point fingers back and forth in situations like this, and you know, you've got Black Lives Matter, you've got All Lives Matter, but look, at the end of the day, all lives do matter, and guess what? Terrence Crutcher is one of the all of the lives. He falls into all. So it doesn't matter what color your skin is, or even your nationality, anything like that. What's important is that it was a human being. Did this human being do anything that warranted being killed? From the video I've seen, the answer is no. Now, as the person that pulled the trigger, will they see justice? Typically, in circumstances like this, we don't see it, and we have half the country defending it because their allegiance to to a flag, is that what it is, to a national anthem? We see people outraged when a football player doesn't stand up. People get furious. But you don't see the same outrage when you see a person murdered. I'm going to go ahead and bring on our co-host for the evening. We are all in remote locations tonight. So hopefully these connections will be working and this will sound like it's supposed to. Shannon Madden, sound producer. Shannon, what's going on?
Well, I'm not really producing much tonight, am I?
I guess not, yeah.
Kind of cheating a little bit.
And then Kevin Knight is on the line with us too. Kevin.
Hey, man. Good to be back with you fellas.
You as well, sir. All right, Shannon, I'm going to go to you. Before we get into any of this, Terrence Crutcher, what's your thoughts? I tell you what, I want to throw this out there too. So far in the United States this year, we've seen 841 people that have been killed by police. Now, of course, there are circumstances where it is a life-threatening situation, and you know, it's for the protection of the community, even though it doesn't, you know, it is what it is. And then, you know, we have situations like we're looking at right now where it's a seemingly innocent person that lost their life for absolutely no reason. A family member has lost a loved one. And why? And what's going to be done about it?
So, first off, the police officer will not lose her job, as usual. We're getting the same rhetoric that we get on every single one of these incidences. Already reports are coming out that he might possibly have had drugs in the car, which has not been substantiated in any shape, form, or fashion. We know that there was no weapon in the vehicle. If you've seen the video, and I encourage all of our listeners to go check it out, it is pretty much everywhere. You can find it all over the internet. If you watch enough of the video, though, you can see there's a lot of story building that goes into before they even approach this man. Oh, he looks like he's dangerous because he happens to be a large black fella. And it's very important to note, and of course we do stress that all lives do matter. However, Tulsa has a very long history of racial injustice, stretching back close to the turn of the century with the bombing of the Greenwood neighborhood, which at one point in time was the wealthiest black community in America at that point in time. There was allegation that somebody had tried to assault a lady on an elevator, a gentleman of color, and mobs of thousands of white folks went and pretty much destroyed this town. I mean, destroyed 35 blocks by land and by air, I might add. I had thrown burning balls of turpentine on the roof so all the buildings would burn down, and they did. I don't want to automatically paint this thing as a white thing, black thing, but there was narrative in the video that supports exactly what I'm talking about. That, you know, there is, I'm sorry, if you happen to be a person of color in America and you get pulled over by the police, you're going to have a greater chance of either being accosted or harassed or in a lot of cases worse.
No question.
And here we have an unarmed citizen, completely unarmed, with his hands on top of his vehicle, fully complying with the police. Now, their complaint already has been in numerous reports is that he was acting slowly, that he wasn't quick on the snap when they were. That's the best that they've been able to come up with so far. As far as we know, he wasn't intoxicated, wasn't under the influence of any drugs or anything like that. Some reports have stated, of course, these have not been fully substantiated, that he was a minister of some sort. So,
member of his church. I don't believe he was actually a pastor, but he was a very active member in his church.
Okay, well, yeah. By all accounts, the community considered him to be a pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
Somebody that, you know, as far back as we can look as far as a criminal history of this, that, and the other, because, you know, that always gets thrown up in these situations. The best we can find on court records is some old traffic violations that were taken care of. So, I mean, you know, no arrest warrants, no reason for the police to act in the manner that they did. His car was broken down, and he was stranded on the side of the road trying to figure out, in the middle of the night, trying to figure out what was wrong with his car. Police rolled up.
That's happened to everybody. That's happened to everybody. Can you imagine the police coming to help you and that's it? They kill you? And why?
I've been in that situation. At 2 o'clock in the morning, I had a vehicle breakdown on me and the police rolled up on me. And within 5 minutes, I'll be quite frank with you. I was probably, if they had kind of poked and prodded a little bit, they could have charged me with something because it was late at night and I'd been drinking and was sent on my merry way. And I know, unfortunately, that, you know, I wasn't pressed any further, largely due to the color of my skin. I'm sorry. That's fact. So, when we tell this story, we can't leave that out of it. What Colin Kaepernick was talking about, regardless of whether you like his methods or not, this is a clear example of it. And that's where I'm at.
I think there's a difference too in stating that, you know, we're all the same, But at the same time, you have to, you know, acknowledge reality and realize that not everybody thinks that way. And because not everybody thinks that way, there is a much greater percentage chance of something happening to you in the United States based on your skin color, unfortunately.
Yes. When it involves interaction with law enforcement, you're absolutely correct.
It's reality. Kevin, what's your take on the whole thing?
Man, it's another mess. You know, I think you guys covered it pretty well. I hate to say, you know, I hate to echo a lot some of the sentiments out there that, hey, let's see what all comes out. Let's listen for all the facts. But, hey, you know, you've got video right there. You know, I don't want to be one to prejudge, but obviously we can tell what the video looks like. One of the things that I find, it seems like we don't concentrate on much on it, but it keeps being repeated, is the same situation where after one of these seemingly fatal shootings that nobody – or it seems like nobody who gets shot actually gets help. I was reading an interesting article, and apparently these officers didn't even offer or attempt to offer aid to this guy after they shot him.
For two full minutes, yeah.
Right, you know, and that's
very
unfortunate.
Very critical time frame, I might add. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kevin.
No, you're right. The first 2 minutes, you know, the first immediate seconds after an event like that are going to be the most crucial. And according to the police spokeswoman there, said that they don't believe that their law enforcement officers are taught exactly how to render aid. And I think that is, you know, that on top of everything else we've seen in the video, I thought that seemed to be a slap in the face at the end of it, that the same officers who were, you know, kind of responsible or who make themselves responsible for taking the life of someone, you know, are not out there actually offering any kind of aid after the fact. Nasty stuff, man.
It is. And, you know, I mean, from me looking at that video, I don't know what else to call it other than murder.
Out murder.
You know, that's the video I've seen. And think about it this way. If that was a 15-year-old blonde girl, how would people be reacting?
Oh, man, there would be riots in the streets as we speak.
That's it.
You know, I'd like to think there would be riots in the street, but as we know,
I don't know if there would be any more, to be honest with you.
No, like the apathy, you're absolutely right, you know.
But no, you're definitely right. Other people would be, I think that we'd see more people upset and really going after that those police officers, I say going after them, really putting pressure on the police officers more than what they probably are at this point. Did you guys see, I saw a narrative being kind of pushed now, of course, that this guy was apparently, or so they say, reaching into his vehicle. But I saw an interesting clip earlier, and it showed a picture of the window with his blood actually down the window and what looked to be a raised window. Have you guys seen that? I've not really had much time.
I've seen photos of the window up.
Is that kind of what is that kind of going against what I'm understanding the narrative to be that's being pushed out? That he was
No, you're correct in that. I've read several articles in preparation for this story tonight, and all of them led to or pointed to a statement by one of the police enforcement, you know, talking heads there that was a narrative that was suggested. That was definitely the original story that was told by Officer Betty Shelby, who was the, and I don't think we brought her name into this. She is the shooter of, a murderer of Terrence Crutcher, hands down.
Well, the original story too said that he refused to put his hands up. And now that we've seen the video, we know that was a lie.
It's on top of the car. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, ABC News has got an article. Yeah, that they're explaining just that in the title, that hands are up in the video.
It's important to note here, too, that Tulsa police have shot and killed 24 people in the past 9 years since 2007. So just throwing that out there.
So, you know, my thoughts are with Terrence Crutcher's family right now and his friends and just the community of Tulsa. That's a terrible situation to go through. You know, for everybody involved, it's just terribly sad. And hopefully,
you know, can I point something out here real quick? Because this, you know, in researching all of this, I don't know. I just, how does Tulsa get a pass from being easily probably one of the worst racial incidences in American history? I mean, they destroyed. You think about what happened here in Birmingham during the
season. Yeah, I know. But you got to remember, the reason a lot of the Birmingham stuff was what it was is because King brought the media here. That was by design.
I wondered as I was reading this if the media was the media presence, national media presence was, let's say, what it was in the 60s, if a story like this aired, which is on paper a lot, I mean, just way worse than what happened here in Birmingham. And what happened in Birmingham was pretty bad in and of itself. Dynamite Hill and whatnot. I mean, these people were destroyed in an airstrike. I mean,
well,
wow.
I know. But it happened over the country. And you know, Americans, should I say, and it's people in every country. It's just human nature, of course. But people still have, you know, they're still filled with hate. And because of that, you know, it blinds them to a lot of realities. I think what Birmingham went through may have been good for the city, that people grew from it. Because I'll say this, look at the incidences around the country right now versus incidences in Birmingham. Now, is Birmingham perfect? Oh, no. Of course not. But, you know, it seems like Birmingham at least grew from it.
There's no question about that. Absolutely. But we have to ask ourselves when we tell this story about what's going on in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has Tulsa, Oklahoma learned from their incident that happened back in 1921?
Well, nobody remembers that. Nobody, because of when it was, what year it was. You know, nobody remembers 1921. So, yeah. No, that's lost to history.
And that's unfortunate because I think because of the narrative, as the police walked up to his car and initially engaged him, that they pretty much already had painted a picture about who he was and I think his race had a lot to do with that.
I believe it did. You know, if you're going to be out there protecting people and you're going to get so scared you got to kill somebody, maybe find another job. Anyway,
It's interesting to point out, it's kind of weird too, that the lady who shot, Betty Shelby, who shot Terrence Crutcher, her husband was actually one of the officers in the helicopter flying above. It was totally coincidental that happened, but both of them, husband and wife, both serve on the Tulsa Police Force. I thought that was interesting.
That is, actually. Was he the one? He wasn't the one that made the comment from the helicopter about him being a bad-looking guy or whatever, bad-looking dude or whatever the comment was.
That's the thing. I don't know. I mean, we're, you know, a lot of the facts and particulars are being sorted out right now as we discuss this. You know, the video is still pretty fresh in everybody's minds, even though I believe this incident happened last Friday. It's either Friday or Saturday. I can't remember because there's been so much in the news here recently.
It was on the 16th, which was what day was that? Friday?
Yeah, that was Friday. Yeah.
So
that is it's Crutcher. Is that Crutcher? Is that the husband of the
Crutcher was the Terrence Crutcher was the man who was shot and killed, murdered by Betty Shelby.
Yeah, I'm sorry, not Crutcher. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting his. There's so many different trying to keep up with the husband and the wife. But it's not the husband. It is the guys in the helicopter, one of them saying that it's time for the taser, and it looks like a bad dude to probably own something. That's what I think is, I dare say, interesting. But you keep on seeing all of these accusations about people before anything has even happened, before very many things are happening. It seems like it's already painting the situation in all these situations. It's coming up the same narrative that, you know, they're black, they're armed, or they're on drugs. And you know,
or a combination of the three, you know.
Right, definitely. And it doesn't matter who they are, you know. And it's, you know, unfortunately, you only hear about some of this stuff when it's an athlete or a, you know, somebody who's an active member in the community that is real well known before somebody really starts calling a foul. But, man, just it's really sickening. It's going on more and more and more. It's painting this stuff as more than just a racial issue, but something. It's getting out of control, and you know what can you do?
Well, yeah. I have to pose this one scenario, though, is that incidences like this, particularly when they go unchecked, make officers' jobs more difficult and more dangerous. And that's the other problem here, is that there's no accountability on the back end. This is going to happen. There'll be some paid administrative leave. There'll be a little dog and pony show at the court. Eventually, no child charges will be filed, and she'll either be back behind a desk or, God forbid, back in a police car. That happens every day. Every day.
Speaking of paid leave, did you hear the story? I want to say it was out of New Jersey, that two cops got suspended without pay for killing a groundhog.
What?
Wow. Yes.
They ran over it in a golf cart, and they got suspended without pay. And I was, it was in upstate New York is where it was. I think it was in, like, Troy, New York.
Was it a groundhog member of the police force?
Yeah, no. It wasn't.
A drug sniffing groundhog?
I mean, that just seems like the only reason I can see it.
I hate to make, but the cops should have just, said that the groundhog was selling loose cigarettes, and then maybe they would have gotten paid, because, I mean, that's how messed up everything is. That's how we're living in the twilight zone here, and it's sad and it's disgusting.
I saw the groundhog reach into the hole, and I had to do something quickly.
All right, the whole block was threatened.
I want to kind of shift gears here a little bit about, you were talking earlier, Shane, about dropping bombs. The U.S. Has been selling Saudi Arabia white phosphorus for quite some time. They finally admitted to doing it, that they have in the past. Under international law, of course, white phosphorus is, for those who don't know, it's really, 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 really bad. And it's against international law to use unless you're using for smoke screens or signaling. But people, you like to use them in war. The United States has been selling them to Saudi Arabia, committing war crimes with it. Also, we are about to give $1.15 billion, with a B, dollars worth of military equipment to Saudi Arabia. There's a few people, very few, who hopefully they'll do something with it, in Congress that are trying to do something with this. Rand Paul is demanding a vote on it, being like, y'all don't need to do this. This is crazy. People, like, the corporate media likes to overlook the fact, but the 28 pages did come out. 9/11, so the Saudis were involved in 9/11, and we're giving them $1.15 billion worth of military equipment. Justin Amash has been another big one fighting against it. But we talked about, they've bombed schools. They bomb hospitals, which we bombed hospital too, but they do it on a very regular basis. And nobody cares. Nobody says anything. Meanwhile, we've got what's going on in Syria. Kevin, did you hear when Obama came out talking about Putin? And
yeah, I did a little bit.
And slammed Putin for all the stuff that he had done.
Yeah, I read a little piece on it. The gist? I think he kind of highlighted a few things that sounded much more like him, more so than, or right alongside of Putin, apparently.
Yeah, we've actually got a story up on antimedia.org right now on the front page. It's in Obama's attempt to slam Putin, he accidentally incriminated himself. And basically what Obama said was, is that he said he invades smaller countries, jails political opponents, controls his country's media, and has driven Russia's economy into recession. Now, first off, he was getting on Putin for invading smaller countries. Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya. Am I missing any?
Oh, I'm sure there's probably many more that we're not paying attention to, or that are just little dots on the map.
Small stepping stones. Yeah.
And I'm not here to defend Vladimir Putin in any way, shape, or form, but okay, they annexed Crimea through a vote, and that's what other small country? Where's he invaded?
It
was Syria, but he was invited. He was invited.
Oh, yeah, there was that.
And I know.
I'm thinking.
So, anyway, you got Obama. Like, what we're doing in the Middle East right now, we got the bombs going off in New York. That's a direct result of that. The guy was in Afghani national, a country.
Yeah, Ahmad Khan Rahimi, a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Afghanistan.
And
he was charged today with the bombings in both New York and New Jersey.
A country we've been bombing for 15 years, and you're just going to be like, magically, I can't believe this guy did this. Do you realize what Americans would do if China had been bombing us for 15 years? Think about how people reacted after 9/11. They were ready to go pick up guns that day.
Some of them did.
They did. And nobody even knew who did it. And, you know, that's how they've used it to get us into every skirmish, war, battle, anything since.
What are you talking about? Everybody knows that Iraq did it. Come on. And then they had those weapons of mass destruction.
They used the weapons of mass destruction and put
them on. Gosh, don't you watch TV, man? It was all over the news.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Didn't they throw him in the ocean? Oh, that was the other one.
That was the body of Osama bin Laden.
No, that was Eurasia or East Asia. I don't remember. It was one of the
two.
Yeah,
that was the son of some very, very good friends of the Bushes, ironically.
Emmanuel Goldstein.
That's how all that works out, yeah.
Hey, speaking of the Bushes, what do you think about Bush Sr. supposedly coming out and saying that he was going to swing his vote for Hillary?
I'm not shocked.
Is that confirmed, or is that just more?
Well,
there is a story up on www.theantimedia.org about that very same subject right now that we're talking about.
Hoo-yah!
Yeah, about it.
Paying the bills, baby.
He didn't come out and say it. It was one of the Kennedys that said that he told her. I believe it, though. I mean, I would be shocked if he wasn't voting for her. I don't understand why people think there's a difference between the Bushes and the Clintons.
Right.
For some reason.
It's a big club, and we're not in it, as George Carlin would say.
I mean, that's it. You know, it can go back to the old, you know, George Carlin meme that floats around the internet, but that's the truth. It's a big club, and we are certainly not in it. I mean, speaking of Hillary Clinton, did you see the Reddit story? They may finally get to the bottom of some of this because of her idiot IT guy going on Reddit.
Yeah, went on Reddit to get some hacking information, or not hacking information, but information on how to remove the email or the server name, I guess you could say, the email address from a email from a very, very VIP client.
Wait a second. Hold on. So this guy, I hope you guys are about to cover. This guy posed as a civilian or a private individual and seeking information?
Well, this guy's name is Paul Combetta, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right. Actually, I could care less if I am or not. Stone Tier, though, is what he went by on Reddit, and he put one of the questions he posted was, advise how to, quote, remove a very, end quote, VIP individual's email address from archived content. And then also, let's see, there was another one where Hello, all. I may be facing a very interesting situation where I need to strip out a VIP, and then quotes, very VIP, email address from a bunch of archived emails that I have both in a Live Exchange mailbox as well as a PST file. And ironically, that was posted on July the 24th, 2014. Well, on July the 23rd, 2014, just the day before, the State Department agreed to produce records in response to requests from the House Select Committee on Benghazi. So after they said they were going to produce records, the very next day he's on there trying to get tips from the crowd on Reddit.
You know, somewhere right now, John McAfee is listening to this and laughing his ass off.
Poor McAfee. He's had a rough time. His stock went down because of that.
Yeah, the movie Gringo. He has been very active on social media defending himself. I don't know how valid his claims are versus how valid the other. I haven't seen the movie, and I really haven't dug too far into it. I just know that it's definitely stirred up an ant pile. And John McAfee's definitely a guy I wouldn't want pissed off at me, that's for sure.
Did you see the picture of him dressed up as a Native American or an Indian of some sort, claiming that his spirit guide was going to lead him into battle against the forces of evil, directing this
why not,
guy? I think
man.
This is right after a big peyote session, I can only imagine. That guy's a nut, man.
I love him. He's my kind of nut, dude. You can say what you want, but I love the guy.
He's a nut.
So speaking of nuts, Kevin, what do you feel about Gary Johnson not getting in the debate?
Oh, segue.
Oh, I think it sucks, man. Even though obviously I have issues with the guy,
Jill Stein, I guess.
Yeah, both of them I think deserve a spot on the commission. You know, the Presidential Debate Commission is controlled by both Republicans and Democrat powerhouses, and it has been for a long time. So, you know, I'm not really surprised. I think they were playing a little bit of lip service when they instructed their people to prepare to possibly set up a third podium at the debates. But, yeah, it's bull.
I thought they'd get Gary Johnson in there because I just feel like Hillary needs a distraction up there because it's going to get real bad.
Well, they're afraid, I think, that he will actually take votes from Hillary. And he has been so far, and I think that's one of the concerns. But also,
that's what a predicament she's in. That everybody hates her so much, they can't even give anybody, any kind of other alternative.
Yeah. Who knows? But, if they were to let Gary in this one time, I could imagine they would make the argument that, hey, we'll have to do it next time.
They let Ross Perot debate.
Oh, yeah, they certainly did. Yeah, yeah, definitely. But I think they know that if this was the one chance for the two-party, the system to take a big a chunk out of it, I think it would be right here. Because even if Gary goes in there and completely sucks, there's going to be more people that are at least exposed enough to that message that'll give us, that'll give the Libertarian Party over 5% nationally. And you'll at least have some opposition, which is what I'm going for. At this point, if the Greens were ahead, I would vote Green just because I think somebody else. We need an opposition to the two main parties.
I think it's just theater. I don't think that with every race. I don't think that would vote entirely, but I certainly think with the presidential race, I think it's all just one big Vince McMahon produced show.
No, no. I mean, I think most of us and anybody that has sat through at least more than one or two elections would agree with you. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes that long for people to see that the whole thing's a sham.
Well, yeah, and again, forget about what we've seen with the elections. Look at what we've seen with the election results, the people that we put into power and the things that have happened in the course of American history over the past just 20 years. We've had some dramatic sweeping changes in, first off, our constitutional rights. Some of those amendments have been quietly erased off of the document there. Which shows what a farce the Constitution is anyways. The Constitution is not set up for you and I. The Constitution is something that somebody else in a much more powerful and wealthy position.
That could open up some kind. That's going down the. You and I'll show. Me and you are going to have an interesting conversation about that one day. Go ahead.
Is this when you're going to induct me in one of your secret societies? That's what I'm really gunning for.
Only by choice. It wouldn't be by force.
Oh my goodness!
What are y'all talking about?
You need to get in on this, Scott.
Nope.
In the Royal Society of the Secret Banana, you've never had a
leather handshake.
Anyway,
you have to take your shirt off for it.
Anyway,
banana peel in your pocket.
I tell you what, Bernie Sanders, man, I think he like not
he's
the biggest,
a, man. Forget about that guy. That guy's he's old news, man.
No, well, think about this. This guy was drawing 20,000 people, 15,000 people anytime he spoke. He endorses Hillary Clinton, and now he's barely filling up a library. You know, and gets 115 people there. Because everybody knows what happened to him. And yet he endorsed her anyway. And I think, regardless, look, is anybody shocked Bernie sold out? Yeah, I think there probably are a lot of people that are. I'm not one of them. I expected it to happen. But it's pretty embarrassing because it's just so blatant what she did to him, what Hillary did to him. And the emails exposed through the DNC, look what Wasserman Schultz did. And she resigned and goes and works for Hillary. But
to be fair, I don't want to say necessarily that it was just Hillary that did that to Bernie. It was the whole entire DNC.
Oh, of course.
And that should spell out what a sham it was to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Hillary definitely had her hand in it. Let's go ahead and – but I don't want to just go ahead and put the blame fully on her. The blame needs to be shared.
It was the whole kit and caboodle.
The whole machine.
Look, Bernie – for whatever he is, he's like a martyr for the electoral system. Because who really believes? Look at the rallies they put on. Look at everything about what happened. And go look at the voting in some of these states. They stole the nomination from him. And a point to clearly tell you why in the world, if it wasn't about him and it wasn't personal to him, why would they not have made him her running mate? Because they were scared of him because of him talking about the banks. Bernie's agenda was Bernie's agenda, right or wrong. And he wasn't going to be, he may not have helped us, but he wasn't going to help them either. And that's the problem.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that because we both sat through a little bit because you really couldn't watch them, they were snooze fest, but a little bit of the Democratic debates, and do you think maybe in the back of his mind he was thinking he would get tapped for VP and kind of checked up a little bit on?
He really threw
her some absolute just like softball pitches.
Yeah, I think he may have it for a minute, but. Think about what she's going through right now. She is the most despised person in this country. She can't get 200 people to come watch her speak. And whatever you want to say about Trump, there's a group of people out there that love it.
Yeah, those people.
There's a lot of them. And there's
All lives matter.
Listen. There's a lot more people than that endorsing it that like him. Lot of people out there, and if whatever to it, I don't get it myself personally, but there's a huge demographic of people that are supporting him for all many different reasons. And,
I totally get it, man. He's doing the same thing people did for Obama. You know, they gave a lot of people even a false sense of hope. You know, they not only did he outline what he saw as an issue in places that other people didn't even realize was that big of an issue, but he gave a voice to a lot of smaller issues, blew them up, pointed a finger at them, and now is leading the charge against him and giving a false hope. You know, he's created a bunch of straw men. Now he's going to be the guy to burn them down. Not everything. You know, he's got some legitimate points, but I think they're very few and far between. But so, yeah, he gave Republican voters and Republican conservatives, et cetera.
I think there's been a ton of Democrats go over to him.
Oh, they have. They did the same thing, which I'm surprised. You would think that the Democrats would be the last ones to turn around and give their hope in a man after Obama let them down.
I will tell you
I say let them down, if they even view it that way.
Going through my Twitter feed, there are just tons of people that were Bernie Sanders supporters, hardcore Bernie people, and they've all gone in for Trump because they had to run against Hillary and they hate her that much. That's what this is about. She's going to lose every vote in the country before this is over with. Now, will that actually make a difference? You know, I don't know. You had George Soros come out and say that Trump was going to win the popular vote, but that she was still going to become president. And when asked how, he just said,
ding, 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 ding. Yeah. You are correct, sir.
So, look, if there was a real election held in this country,
nope.
I don't know, but he would win 49-50 states. There's more Trump supporters out there than people that are going to go vote for her. It's just the only vote she's going to get are people that are terrified of him. That's
yeah,
the only
you're,
vote
you're
she's
right.
They're
you're
so
absolutely
scared
right. The left has done a pretty good job of at least trying to keep those people in line. Well, we're sorry about your luck with the whole Bernie thing, but hey, that's just the way these things happen. Just make sure you vote for Hillary. You may not like Hillary. Hey, trust me, nobody likes Hillary. But we got to keep that evil man out of the office.
Well, she's
going to
really,
burn it down.
Well, she's really getting in trouble because I think this health business is affecting her trust with people. Because think about all the different stories that have gone through with that. She's fine. And then she's collapsing 2 days later. You know, it just goes to, you know, I think people are going, maybe they do have a point about Hillary. Maybe she does lie about everything. And this email stuff, think about the emails. Oh, that's nothing to that. There's nothing to that. There's nothing to that. And they're just getting caught red-handed over and over and over. Look at the last DNC leaks. They should be in prison for what's in there. Selling ambassadorships? Are you kidding me? When she's Secretary of State? Which that falls on a lot of people, though.
Yeah, because all she has to do is put in a request, and you know somebody else will pick that request up, and it goes before this little group, and then you know the vetting
well,
and all that other stuff.
She was
goes
Secretary
on.
Of State. She didn't. Yeah, I bet she didn't have to. You know,
she didn't have to make that decision.
All she has to do is just make a friendly recommendation. That's what it's in the form of, and that's how politics in 2016 America works. Whatever money is transferred behind the scenes, and you know she just puts herself in the right room and says the right sentence. And well, you know, you really need to look at my friend over here because he's got blah blah this and this that and the other and so on and so forth. And you know that's the way these things work. Good old boy network.
And then you've got Colin Powell's email confirming what most people should have already known, is that Obama and her despise each other. And Colin Powell even said that she refers to him as that man because she can't get over she didn't become president in 2008.
Oh, well, you know,
I just can't believe what they know about each other. I bet they know.
I'm going to throw this out there.
Because
I'm going to throw this out there because listeners really need to know. They need to go read the Colin Powell letter because there's some stuff that I'm not going to say on air that is just hilarious. I'm just going to throw that out.
I'm trying not to laugh as I think about it and say it in my head.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I'm down.
So I can't imagine what they've got, because you know they hate each other. And one of the emails from Palace said that as soon as she becomes president, she's going to start trying to destroy his legacy. That's how much she hates him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, she already did that on the campaign trail back in 2012. So, you know.
Well, you know, interestingly, it was Hillary Clinton's camp who actually made the first accusations about Barack Obama being a foreign born.
Oh, I know it. They deny that.
Yep, deny. But even up to like 6 to 8 months, because I saw it myself. I actually was talking to a couple different people about it at an organization, and we were discussing it. And just out of coincidence, we decided to look, and there it was. It was still there. But one of her main campaign pages was still up some 6 months later after the inauguration of Barack Obama. And it was still making the claim that he was a foreign-born citizen. So I'd imagine that he probably doesn't think too highly of her, at least for, amongst other things, for getting that thing started.
I saw a video going around today or yesterday of it was a video of Michelle campaigning in 2008, talking. It said it was insinuating Bill fooling around on Hillary, but. I know I'm misquoting her, but it was something to the effect of, you know, she can't keep order in her own house. How's she going to keep order in the White House? And it was pretty funny. So, no, I don't think there's any love lost between them. But he's out there campaigning for her. They know so much dirt on each other, they could bury each other, I bet. It's the Cold War. They both got too much. To lose, we just got to go with it.
Yeah, it's war is bad for business at this point.
For them two, yeah.
Yeah, right. Between those two, yeah. They've got to stay together for the party.
You know, it just underscores, this whole dialogue underscores the fact that we may disagree as far as who we think is going to win the presidency, but I think we're going to all safely agree on who's going to be the loser, and that's United States citizens.
Oh, there's no question. I don't think there's any argument from that. And, you know, I don't know if there's an answer to that.
Whether it be Trump or Clinton in office, I think if Clinton gets in office, it'll happen a little bit sooner, but sooner rather than later. But business as usual is going to be it's going to continue in the Middle East. It's going to continue in Wall Street. It's going to continue in Washington. No matter which side of the aisle you decide to pick based on fear, anybody with half a lick of sense would probably stay home and watch some Knight Rider reruns.
Well, look.
Old school Knight Rider, not that new one. That new one sucks. Michael Knight, David Hasselhoff, the Hoff.
So do you think they'll actually do anything to stop this Saudi deal? No.
What for? That deal's done, man.
I appreciate there's people trying, but, you know.
That's the Freedom Caucus. They just don't have enough people to stand up. You know, how much was it you said? How many billions of dollars going to Saudi?
1.15 billion.
Well, you know, at the same time, now I'm looking 6 days ago at the U.S. Today, that the U.S., I know this is another anti-media covered this, but I just want to remind you that because this is the $1.1 billion fails in comparison to the $38 billion that the U.S. Just signed agreement with Israel. So yeah, $38 billion compared to $1 billion. Man, what a deal, huh?
Oh man, over 10 years and. 38. That's just an insane number.
It's crazy. $3.8 billion a year includes $5 billion for missile defense, additional F-35 Joint Strike Fighters, and increased mobility for its ground forces.
I don't understand. I mean, how do people not see that there is a military structure in place around the world being orchestrated via the United States? Think about the war crimes these countries have been involved with. No problem. But then you get Syria. Oh, my goodness. We can't have this. Iran sneezes wrong. And look, Iran's not nobody's clearly not defending them or anything. They are. But
yeah, but how is Iran worse as far as, you know, their public policy, the way they treat their citizens? How are they any worse than Saudi Arabia?
I mean, you know, that's what you got. So, and they just let it slide. The stuff that Saudi Arabia has done in Yemen is nuts. Nuts. And we've supported it every step of the way.
And then they're fixing to have some white phosphorus raining down on them any day now, too.
They already have. Depressed. They already have.
Well, we got some more coming. We got some more. We know about the cluster bombs. Now, did we talk about white phosphorus?
Yeah, we hit on it. You know, they've been selling them.
Yeah, touched on it.
Yeah. Oh,
gracious.
And if you don't know, if you don't believe that stuff is nasty, go online and just look up some of the videos of the stuff being shot over towns. And as it lights up, you know, as you mentioned, it's able to be used as an incendiary device, you know, for lighting, I guess, for a couple different things, but not for, you know, supposedly not for attack. But that's obviously what ends up happening. But, yeah, YouTube that.
Just so you know, going into that, you better have a strong summit. It's bad.
Yeah, I think I'm going to skip that one.
But we condone that. Our tax dollars condone that. And we're about to give $1.15 billion worth of weapons to these people.
On top of the $38 billion that we're giving to Israel right across the street.
Have you caught how people talk about how Obama and, you know, Israel, oh, he hadn't been strong on Israel. He hadn't been strong on Israel. He's given them $38 billion worth of military aid. What has he got to do? How is that not strong with Israel? It's the biggest military aid package in the history of the world.
I think this would have happened regardless if Obama was in office or not.
Of course it would have. Look,
but it goes back to your point that, you know, this is a system that is worldwide, and you know, it's unfortunately it's not able to be controlled by just one person. I say that, you know, that's probably a good thing, but at the same time, you know, it goes way beyond the scope of what most people would imagine. But it is our tax dollars that pay for it all.
It is. What are you going to do? Everybody's going to go to the polls in November, and you know, I guess, get their show. We're about to get a pretty good show coming up with that stupid debate. I mean, theater or not, who's not watching that thing?
Oh man, I'm all over that with popcorn and soda pops, and we're gonna make a party out of that one.
Yeah, I believe so. It's gonna be pretty.
What do you think is the nastiest thing he's gonna say to her?
No telling. He may call her a murderer. He may call her a bitch to her face. I don't know yet. But
you think he'll get the whole itch out, or he'll just stop at B?
He'll probably do it subtly. He'll probably do it subtly or something.
Bleeding out of her wherever. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, people get so offended at, you know, it just is what it is. You know, just enjoy the show. You know, people get so outraged at every little thing Trump says. It's like, why do you have to be mad at everything he says? Just know you don't like him. You're not going to vote for him. The end. You know, I don't know what anybody's anger is going to do to change someone's mind about voting for him that they can't get directly coming from him. Like, if you see that and you still want to vote for it, then go for it. If you see Hillary and still want to vote for it, I don't know how you could do it with either one of them, but people do it. Because what's the alternative? What's genuinely the alternative? Everybody could go vote for Gary Johnson, I guess. What does that matter? Everybody's going to vote for Trump, and you know they're still saying she's going to win, which I don't believe. But you know, we could all vote right in Berman Supreme, I guess. What difference does it make? That's probably a really defeatist attitude, but
I've said it once before and I'll say it again. Gary Johnson is Mitt Romney with pot.
Oh, he is. But he's really in shape.
That's the thing. Most people aren't voting for Gary Johnson. That's the thing. And I echoed this a little bit earlier. most of us are not voting for Gary whatsoever. You know, if it was Berman Supreme, we would vote for him too. But most of us are voting, if nothing more, but to go get in line and to send, if there is a way to send an FU to anybody, it's that, hey, I could have stayed home and just let the Republicans and Democrats decide who's going to cast a vote, but I chose to actually get up and at least stick my finger to the middle. And that's at least vote for somebody else.
Kevin, if you just go out and throw your vote away like that, you're going to put that evil man into office. How dare you even suggest that? Everybody needs to go vote for Hillary and keep that evil man away from that chair, because once he sits in that chair, he's going to assume his ultimate form, and we just don't want that.
I think that's
the narrative from the left.
I think you get people, though, that they get so angry if you don't vote. Then you've got people that get angry if you do vote. You know, whatever makes you feel better. Whatever you got to do. I'm not going to criticize for doing something for, you know, one way or another. I won't do what I'm going to do, and you can go do what you want to do. But, you know, that's what freedom supposedly is about. Now, unfortunately, that's not, you know, where we live, because we get a football player that doesn't stand up and, you know, everybody loses their mind over it. Meanwhile, we have unarmed people getting shot in the street, and we have people pointing fingers and making excuses for it. The same with, if people got as upset over giving $1 billion to Saudi Arabia as they do over Colin Kaepernick, we'd live in a lot different country. But people are, you know, it's not even wrapped up in their own lives. I understand people have everyday stuff in their own life, but it's where people direct their energy. They direct it. Keep up with whatever you want to keep up with. There's nothing wrong with, you know, keeping up with stuff that's not politics, because there's people out there that'll do that. I can't believe you watch this, this, and this. But don't let it consume you, and realize it is what it is. Don't get... there's still important stuff going on in the world, and if you let the other stuff distract you from it, then there is a problem.
Well, those same people that tell you you shouldn't be watching this or you shouldn't be listening to that usually watch CSI Miami, so I'm just going to throw that out there. That show sucks.
I've never seen it, believe it or not.
I know, you ain't missing a damn thing. Somebody made me actually sit down and watch some broadcast television the other day, and it was the most horrible, wretched thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
I watch Mr. Robot. That's the only show right now, but I like,
I heard
it.
It's pretty good. I haven't checked it out yet. I'm gonna go to my Cody and check it out for free. Screw you, cable bill.
Man, I'm so proud. The guy that plays one of the characters on there, he follows me on Twitter. I still have no idea why, but I've always thought that was kind of cool. I don't have a clue why he does, though.
Hey, you should do a Mr. Robot meme and share it related to something and see if he catches it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Why does anybody follow you on Twitter? That's the real question here.
Man, that's
the dankest memes, man. This is the Dank Meme Factory, the original, right here.
He does have some pretty dank memes. No, he doesn't.
That reminds me.
People know you that well.
I don't have Twitter.
I'm still banned on Facebook, by the way. I thought that's worth mentioning.
You should be.
You should. Right. You know how many people shared that meme?
Well, it ended up being zero because they pulled it.
Oh, I saw it shared plenty of places.
Oh, people took it and put it back up.
Yeah, right after you were banned, I saw it literally that day within probably 10 minutes. I saw it shared three or four times.
And people, you know.
Butcher probably had something to do with that.
And this garbage people put up on Facebook, and a simple meme about passport paper will get you banned for 30 days.
Right. Well, yeah.
I wouldn't even bring it up right now. You're probably going to get banned again.
Probably.
You're going to get double banned. If that doesn't work, then you'll get triple banned.
Well, I heard somebody making the statement, and that's it for us. I tell you what, Anytime Media Radio. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Kevin. We will be back Thursday. Join Nick tomorrow night. Anytime Media Radio out.
blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo, stereo.